I always thought growing older would take longer.
So Ham Sandwich walks into a bar. Bartender says to him, "We don't serve food here."
And that's how we kick off the new year.
Welcome to the new season 7 of Almost Live.
From the basement.
Oh, and I am your host for the new season, the new year, Tommy Chairs.
Take a seat.
Let's take a look at our contestants first. Our big guy looks like a Kool-Aid man. We have Ryan. What's going on?
Kool-Aid man.
What's going on, everybody? I hope you are ready for some fun and to listen to me get all the answers right.
Oh.
Just like that? Oh, wait. No, you didn't win last year, did you?
Well, our last year's loser, Josh.
Oh.
What's up, guys?
That's you.
Who may have to do a poor punch with that India punishment. We'll find out.
Got a punishment coming. Very excited to announce that on air one of these days.
Yeah, apparently people think the poor punch is too much.
If my car is running beforehand, and I've got like you three each holding a towel and a robe for me, I'm in.
I'll tell you what, I'll do it with you.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
I'll do it with you.
The stakes just
on
rose.
On a cold day next Monday?
On a cold day.
What's wrong with you? You didn't even like doing the ice bath last year.
Honestly, that actually, after the fact, really actually, like, my body felt better.
All right. Whatever we decide, we'll figure that out so we don't take up another 15 minutes trying to figure out how to punish me.
And our third contestant, our champion. Our champion from last year.
Champion.
Wait, who's that?
Kyle.
Oh, that's right.
We call him Sparks.
Yeah. Oh, what's up, guys? Yep, I'm back. Back for retaining my championship. Because somebody couldn't do it last year.
No. Was that your first full season?
That was my second full season, yeah. I believe.
That's very good. Very good stuff.
That's the good news. The bad news is Sparky turns 40.
Shots fired.
All right, bring it on. Come on, let's roast. Come on.
Sparky, do you want it like mild, medium, or gloves off?
No, I want gloves off, man.
Oh, like.
Give me your best shot.
All right.
Like, well, Ryan doesn't know how to wear a love glove.
Or like...
His is next time.
Or... Excellent. Sparky has more folds on his body than he does in a poker game.
Most of the time when you're 40, you're over the hill, but Sparky's rolling the fuck down that hill.
You're so bad at poker that me, myself, the rookie, just beat you 20 minutes ago.
Oh, snap.
If you've ever seen Sparky running, he won't smile or wave back at you because he's trying hard not to die.
True.
Sparky. You know Sparky's getting old because when he's in an elevator, his favorite song is usually on.
You're so bad at golf that you tried to punish me to be your caddy just so I can go fetch all your bad shagged balls. Shanked balls.
With Spark,
are your eyes that bad? Can you read your own joke?
No, well, I like to look up every once in a while when I read.
Wait, am I allowed to do this in a
you can do
a roast? Am I allowed to come back as you guys?
When Sparky gets in an argument, it's because he doesn't see eye to eye.
Ow.
Man, did he just really go off? Wow.
He's going physical on him.
That's right.
Body blows over here.
Well, he called me Kool-Aid Man 12 minutes ago. Sparky's so old he has more hair on his back than his head.
True.
No. We got rules. House rules. Cameras in the corner. You can tell Sparky's getting old because he has not finished the last two seasons of kickball. Injuries.
Injuries.
Is that care of the one? Is he right?
The only marathon Sparky would sign up for is a backward marathon down a spiral set of stairs.
Sounds more painful than anything.
Right?
You're good. I'm out.
My last one, and this one actually came from my friend Tanya. She said she hates you so much as you hate Star Wars. # assface. I listened to the episodes from last year and how much you hate Star Wars. I didn't realize it, so I had to put it in my roast.
You hate Star Wars?
I just can't. I
don't like Star Wars either.
It's more because of my brother. My brother was so, like, forcing it on me.
Because
he is, like, so... Star Wars is the best fucking thing ever for him. Mm-hmm. And I can't stand it because of that. Yeah.
Sparky ages like an Irish car bomb.
He's got more.
Sparky's wife asked him if he has seen someone on the side.
Jesus. Yeah, this guy's gone. Coming out the throat.
He said gloves off.
This is the one time he can talk shit and you can't fight him. he's gonna be here all night. This
the last one is whenever Sparky plays a sport, his legs yell, "What the fuck are we doing?
What are we doing out here, guys?" So for those of you who do not know, our birthdays are within six and a half weeks of each other. So the next few shows will be roast each other time on this. And Sparky just happened to be the first one. January 3rd.
Happy
40th. I'm kind of the first one every year.
Yeah. I'll give you some chips for being a good sport about it. I'll give you 3 chips.
Sweet. I love it.
For being a good sport because I kind of went up.
Dude, I love it, man. You guys, that's what we're here for.
Let us know that we love him to think about these jokes.
Exactly.
So when Ryan said he didn't have any a minute ago, Sparky's like, oh, I was a little disappointed. Friend. Yeah.
Your first joke was about you beating him in poker 20 minutes prior.
I know. Well, I had bullet points and I just filled them in.
All right, now we can go up to movie stats.
Oh, wait.
Oh, shoot, that's today.
I think somebody won that one.
Wait. Oh, yeah, last year, Ryan.
What's my punishment
champion
for that?
But our movie stats, so we pick a movie every week. We go in order and it rotates around and we just golf scores.
Don't
so
worry about fourth place, just
move. Whatever place the movie gets in, that's how many points you get. So the lowest score, the better. So Ryan went first this week. He picked Night Swim for a total of 2 points. Came in second. Good job picking first and screwing up.
Shit.
Sparky went second and picked another one movie, which is Wonka.
Yeah. I'm already in the lead.
Yeah.
I'm going to be way back.
Josh went third and picked Migration, which got fourth.
But it's not Tuesday yet. These aren't...
Two.
What day is it?
It's Monday. But right now it's estimated to get fourth.
It is estimated.
But it's close between my pick, which was third.
10.6 to 10.6.
There's Aquaman, so it's close to 3 and 4.
So you may have gained a point too?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Damn, Andy.
Got my only competition. Oh. Looks like we're back. Round leg.
Back in it. Round leg.
We don't do geography or movies. Or knowing what movie is going to win.
Yeah, we lost the last 2 years.
The funniest thing is, I watched the least amount of movies.
Yeah.
You guys watch 3 million times more.
That's
than
because
me.
We think we know, and we really don't. You guys like study and look at
stat guy over here.
No, I have my special. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The mojo guy.
Yeah. All right. Now let's get going. Get some chippers.
Let's get down to business.
Oh, before we go, the punishments. We're doing a whole new punishment scheme this year.
I like it.
It's called the punishment.
Can I get a recording of that? I want
to need a board. I can put the board in there.
So there's a punishment board we have set up. We've all wrote and written, I don't know, about 10 punishments on this board. And whoever loses is going to have to grab something from the punishment board. It could be one of yours you made up. What if somebody else's? You won't know what it is till the punishment happens. So we'll reveal that right when someone loses. We'll see what their punishment is. So let's start with our toss-up. For this one, no buzzers. You'll need your marker and your board.
Your marker and your board.
So, this is going to think back to last year and a little bit of the year before. This is called Guess the Batman. So, I'm going to bring up a Batman of the past. You write it down. As soon as you got it up, you hold it up. First person gets 3 chips. Second place gets 2 chips. Third place gets 1.
Face out.
Does penmanship or spelling count?
I mean,
do you know who you're talking to? So if it was Tom Corellis, would we show the Tom Corellis or hold it up? Not show
yeah, just show it.
Okay.
So
good. I'm gonna get all at least 1 chip every time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna copy off you guys.
Here we go. Here's the first one. Ah, yes, yes. Well, Two-Face is gonna be a good. Will it be a bad? Are you gonna be Harvey Dent? I don't know which is the good one or the bad one. Maybe it'll be both. There it is. All right, Jeff Goldblum's correct.
Just do it so you show.
Yeah.
Well, no, because we see yours.
Sparky got 3 chips.
You guys
Ryan got
look.
2.
I definitely cheated.
Josh got 1.
Okay. It's
all right, or we could just hold it up and not show it. Whatever you want
to just try not to look. Or just show
I
Tommy.
Cheat. I completely drew a blank on his name.
Just
all right.
Moving on.
Not get that one.
Here's the next one. All right. Next Batman. All right. Whoa. I know Kung Fu. So, Joker, you're going to fail most heinously, dude, because people know that I'm back.
Oh.
All right, let's see. Right, Nick Cage is incorrect.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves is correct. So, Josh, you have 3, And Ryan, you got two pecanaries.
I'm like
second.
Too fucking slow.
Damn. I just kind of I've been
scribble.
The KBR. Yeah. Kind of
I scribble. Scribble.
All right, here's the next one. Let me be clear. If you think you'll take Gotham, you have another thing coming. Because I, as
fuckers,
Batman, will put you in jail.
There's only one.
All right.
Obama.
Yes. So Obama is correct. Josh was first with three, followed by Sparky with two, Ryan with one.
It's just kind of side eye. It's like, Josh.
All right. Here's
enough
the next
with
one.
The side eye jokes.
Here's the next one. Hello, I am Batman. Robin, can you get my Batmobile?
What?
Anyone know who I am? We have Michael Cera, which is incorrect. Hawking, which is incorrect.
Oh.
Robot, no, Dave Matthews.
Oh.
He was the very first Batman. You guys went with Dave Matthews
for
the very first bathroom?
This
Batman?
Segment continue if that was the first one.
How did we let this go?
I love my name. Alright, here's the next one.
I thought it was Stephen Hawking.
Well, if I'm going to be Batman, maybe I'll be Joker first, and people will think maybe I'm a bad guy, but I'm really a good guy, see? So that's how I'm going to take over as the real Batman by pretending to be a good guy. All right, Jack Nicholson's correct.
Oh, for Slater.
For Josh.
Yeah. Jack Nicholson is the Joker.
So
yeah.
Is Heath Ledger.
As he said, I'll
and
be...
other people.
Oh, you wrote Joker. I'll be the Joker first, then I'll become that. Yeah, Slater. All right,
two more.
100%.
Here's the next one. Hey, hey, Robin, get me the Batmobile. Then we can go and fight crime, even with your hand. We have.
I only know what
he played. And Sparky has no answer. Kronk, no.
Patrick
Warburton is correct.
He is Kronk.
Three.
I just couldn't remember his name.
The last one. Here's the next one. The last one.
Who? What?
What?
I wrote it down before we started.
I was totally going to write it, too. I was totally going to write it first.
I'm so confused.
Damn it. Did he give you a clue? Or did you just know?
No, it had to be coming, right?
Nick Cage is correct.
I was totally going to write it down. I had two.
Two. For Sparky, one.
I was so gonna write it down first too. I was waiting
earlier,
for it.
I'm like, oh yeah.
I was waiting for Nick Cage
that's
too.
Fun.
Damn it!
All right, let's get chip count. We may have to do a tiebreaker between Sparky and Josh.
I
guess
no, six. Not a chance.
16.
10. Not a chance.
16, 10, and six. Okay. All right, now we're gonna go to top 10.
Boom.
We'll start jingles this year. We'll find out if it works. All right. So, Josh will get to go first in top 10. This is, according to Screen Rant, the top 10 box office bombs of 2023. So, the movies that projected to do really well and just flopped.
I'm fine.
Bad.
It's
so,
based on what they're projecting.
Screen Rant, yeah. Screen Rant. So, Josh,
are you Googling
you
this
get
right
to
now?
Go first.
I'm writing my segment.
Because it's fresh in my mind, I know it didn't do as well as expected. Aquaman?
Well, it was 2023 bomb, so...
Wait, what was it? What are we doing?
You're getting a strike.
That's Aquaman, I know, you okay. Got a strike. That one came out this year, didn't it?
No.
Aquaman came out and...
Came, yeah, but it was still kind of... It didn't count. It wasn't on here.
Oh,
so.
Okay. That's fine.
You lose.
One strike for Josh.
I'm like, what?
Sparky.
What?
Oh, you're going... What? You're going what? You're going comic clockwise?
Well,
he's
you're second chips.
Chip count.
Okay. I'm fucked. Let's go with.
Cut off.
Scream 6.
Scream 6. Strike.
The Marvels.
The Marvels. That is the number one answer.
Happy number one.
The Marvels.
Sad about that. It's not a terrible movie.
All right.
All right, because it started me on my downward spiral last year, I'm going to go with the George Foreman movie.
The George Foreman movie, that is a strike, number two.
And I picked number one at number seven.
Let's go with Rare Air, or whatever that Michael Jordan one was.
Oh, the Air?
Yeah, that one.
Air.
Yeah, that's a strike.
Did that do good?
I thought it did.
I mean, it did good for
it. Did pretty well on Ryan's list.
I have no clue.
I'll say knock at the cabin door.
Knock at the cabin. Well, it's called knock at the cabin.
Knock at the cabin.
And you still strike.
Fair enough.
It's called knock at the cabin, you idiot. All
right, strike. Josh, you get a clue.
All right.
So I'm going to go to random.org, and we're going to have that let you pick the... That's going to let you pick which one between 1 through 10 on what you're going to get if this actually loads.
Are you connected to the Wi-Fi, bro?
Yeah, Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I just got it the other day. Oh, yeah, my know? Wi-Fi jumped
oh, this year.
You mean you didn't have Wi-Fi before?
I did.
Oh, what's your password?
It's capital D.
Oh, God.
Deadpool 24.
Yes. Everyone in the world knows. Mark, what
come
you
on over, guys. My address is...
I tricked him, because not everyone knows his Wi-Fi.
We got him.
Nice got job, him. Tom. Got him. All
right, let's get him right back. My phone number is... Hang on, Tom.
All right.
Would you like my search?
My social. Okay. All no right, here is what social, you got. Man. Oh, and look at you. You got number 2. All right.
We're like number 8.
This is a...
24.
Superhero movie. And the main character, the main actor, got a lot of shit.
Swims in water.
The Flash.
The Flash is correct.
That was
a... 9 chips.
I thought it did well, so that's why I didn't...
That bad.
I guess for its projected, so. But should have done better.
I mean, Nick
but...
Cage was in it, so...
All right, Sparky. You get amazing. A clue.
You get a clue.
You get all right, a clue.
Sparky, you get number 4.
Sure, why not?
This is also another Marvel movie with... It's a sequel to a movie, and it features an actor from Halloween 6.
Halloween 6? The fuck? I don't fucking know. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy, that is a 3rd strike.
Sweet.
Eh. Sparky struck out.
I don't know movies.
I have no idea what that one is.
I'm going to kick their asses right? when it comes to... The...
Yeah. I'm going to say... Man, Shazam?
Shazam.
2.
Correct. That is number 5.
I like that one.
That did well bad
the first
too.
One I liked. The second one was...
That's what I was, when I first started, I'm like Aquaman or Shazam, and I went with Aquaman.
That one chick is hot. I just think it's...
Marvel movie.
That one chick is hot.
Halloween 6.
Isn't Halloween 6 the one with Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah, but I don't think
it's
been a...
6. Daredevil. Nope. Oh. Time's up. All right, Josh has struck out.
What?
All right, no just way. To Ryan.
Was your clue that it was a part 2? Is that what you said?
If you missed it, yeah, we can't go back.
I'm going to go with Renfield.
Renfield.
Oh, you love that one.
Damn.
I don't think any Nick Cage movie would be projected to do good, but...
Good call. Good call.
I'm so confused. Am I supposed to be a vampire? What's going on here?
Is my assistant about to kill me?
All right, here's your next one. Here's your clue. You got clue 1 for number 8.
Okay.
This was a movie based off a comedy sketch.
It's a movie based off a comedy sketch.
A stand-up sketch.
About my father?
Street Strikes.
Oh, wow.
All right, get your puzzles ready. Fast time. All right. Clue for number 3.
Family. Again.
Fast X.
Yes.
I thought about it right when you picked up the buzzer. I'm like, oh,
so it's 7, so I'll give you half, so it's 3. Actually, it's supposed to be 8 chips, so I'll give you 4.
Thanks, buddy.
1, 2, 3, 4. Next one. This was the one where the actor from Halloween 6... Isn't this is a sequel? It's a one of the Avengers. He shrinks. 6. That's Ryan.
4.
Ant-Man 3.
Yes. And hence he was in Halloween 6.
He was.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Tommy.
Okay. Next one. I don't know if he still does his own stunts in this one, but... Josh.
Mission Impossible. Dead Reckoning Part 1.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh,
that's for 5 chips.
That movie bombed?
Yeah, I guess so.
I thought it did well. I saw it in the theater.
Next one. This guy was really old. I don't know how they actually did this one, but they CGI'd him.
Indiana Jones, Dial of Destiny.
Yes, that's correct.
I refuse to see because he's so old.
What a shit show.
Okay.
Well, who's got the chips
this
now?
Was about, this was based off a comedy, a stand-up sketch where he was, like, kidnapped. Six, that's Ryan.
Four.
Oh, it's four.
It's all right.
Ryan.
The Machine.
Yes.
The Machine. I like that movie.
Two.
His dad.
This one was a animated one featuring water.
Sparky.
Little Mermaid.
No. And waiting for the time, the buzzer to reset.
You can just go, Ryan, if you know it, say it.
Elemental.
No.
Oh.
Featuring water.
Yeah, it's heavy in the water. This is a hard one. What? All right, it's Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken.
Oh, I picked that one when we...
Yeah, you did.
What did you just pick, Josh?
Last Tommy's one, like, hey, I would just
man.
Say...
I'm taking my kids to see it this weekend. I'm like, thanks, buddy.
And last no one, wow, there's some ghosts in this movie? Because it really sucked, because I didn't even say wow in it.
I didn't get it from that. John Wick 4?
No. Wow. You were wrong. Wow.
Oh, now I got what you're saying.
It's also a Disney ride. Wow. Josh. Haunted, Orion.
Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, Haunted Mansion. All right. So here's Sparky. The list. The Marvels, The Flash, Fast X, Ant-Man, The Wasp, Quantumania, Shazam 2, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, Indiana Jones, The Dial of Destiny, The Machine, Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken, and Haunted Mansion. We'll go to Josh with his segment while we count out chips.
We're going tech-savvy, boys. So, what the heck did I just do there? So, what I've noticed, two places I eat the most fast food, or whatever you want to call it, is Dunkin' Donuts and McDonald's. And they have their own apps, just as every other place in the world does. I feel like I messed that all up somehow. I think it's this.
Do you want help?
Is that 20 or 25? I think it's 20 or 25.
So, what about McDonald's?
First off, if you have the app, you get discounts.
Yep.
I can't say that enough about these things. Second off, you don't really have to wait in line. Every morning I take Zoe to school, which is only twice a week. When I take her to school, I use that app and order before. So when I walk in, I grab the bag and walk out.
Yep.
Plus, by using it, you get all these reward points and get more and more stuff. Yeah, and you get free shit. So it's really cool. Every time I go to McDonald's, I double cheeseburger is what I get. And it's get one cheeseburger full price, second one 29 cents. I use that deal every single time. Nice. If I do go with Zoe, you can get 20% off your entire purchase.
So $10 or more.
Yeah.
Happy Meals.
I mean, I just did it with Domino's right before the show.
These apps are everywhere. And for some reason, my dad kind of came into mind. Like, he's tech savvy to a point, but this stuff he would not be up on, and I kind of want to throw it out as a service to everyone who's listening, and for you guys to pass on to your families. Since Ryan jumped in there real quick, I'm not mad at you whatsoever. Domino's, you said?
Yeah, I did Domino's. Every certain amount of pizzas, you get points now. Well, now it's points, but before it was every time you ordered five pizzas, five times, you'd get a free pizza. Now you get points, and if you want to order, you could get like a free order of garlic knots or something. But yeah, I get 60 points, so I just put it to a free pizza, and that was good. And then Wendy's is always good. It's easy to get free stuff from Wendy's.
I know a bingo with the kids bingo. It's got a coupon in there for something too. You save 10 of them, you get something.
You get a free
ice cream or
candy of choice.
Caramel pizza.
Yeah. So yeah, a lot of places have them, or almost all the places have them.
Yeah,
I legit have a category on my phone.
Yeah, so do I.
Of all
which
my
ones
food
you, what's your
apps.
Top three that you use?
McDonald's would be number one.
Did BK Lounge make the list?
BK Lounge is on there.
They have one?
Wendy's is on there. KFC.
Chipotle.
Popeyes.
Chipotle.
I know Panera's got one, but I don't know about the rewards and stuff like that.
Hey, man, I'll go through
He's
mine.
Got right
Chipotle's
there.
Got some pretty good rewards. McDonald's always uses damn Happy Meals.
So basically, wherever
Subway,
you're going to
Jimmy
eat,
John's, Panera.
Get the app.
Noodles, yeah. B-Dubs.
The ordering ahead part is amazing. I love
oh,
that.
Oh, that's the best part. And it is the best part about it is you can literally order it, walk in, grab it, and go.
Yeah.
Not waiting in line. And if the drive-thru line is not long,
you can go through the drive-thru.
Yes, and you get, like, for McDonald's. I just tried it for the first time. I've never tried this before, and I used it. And I pull up, I'm like, yeah, I got a drive-thru order number. Like, what's the number? It's a 4-digit number. You give it to them. Like, pull around, Josh. I'm like, cool.
Yep.
It's there. It's done. You don't got to wait.
They also have pickup spots, curbside pickup.
Oh,
you can just drive right up, say I'm here, and food comes out in, like, 3 minutes.
That's Tommy, which ones do you use? I know your wife usually used to send coupons in that group with us about, like...
I use all the ones you guys want. Here's a good one. Do you guys like Crumble Cookie?
Oh, yeah.
All the you can get a free cookie. So this is how you do it. If you download the Bulls app.
The Bulls?
Yes, the Bulls app.
You told me this Friday
Chicago night. Bulls app. And every time they have a home game, before the home game starts or right when it's starting, go into the app. And there's a tab that goes at UC Center. So you go to that tab and it says there's a Crumble thing. It says if the Bulls win, you get a free Crumble Cookie. So you click on that.
Only when they're at home.
And it gives you, gives you an email and tells you that you have to put your email in. And then if the Bulls win, they'll send you the code for a free cookie. And you download the Crumble app. You put that code in the Crumble app and you get a free cookie. Jeez. I've gotten a chocolate chip one and I got the brownie cookie one.
Where would you rate them?
I like the brownie one a little bit better than the chocolate chip one. But those are like $6 cookies.
Oh, wow.
You get it free every time.
Have you ever had a Crumble Cookie?
No, I haven't. All
right, so just so, you know,
Gurney.
They're everywhere. But just so you know, they have 1,600 calories per cookie.
In.
Why would you ruin it for me?
I'm not ruining it. I am selling it.
I am the heaviest. Because of the last two and a half weeks that I've had off, I am the heaviest I've ever been. I hit 200. I weighed myself last night. I'm like, what just happened?
200 pounds. Fuck yeah. I hit that 106.
But the bad news is the Bulls have to win.
Yeah. They're doing better without that. Without Zach. He's what I always want to call Adam.
Yeah, he played last Friday. He's playing right now.
Oh, kiss your cookies. Kiss your cookies goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not on. They're on the road today, so you're good.
So either way. So yeah. Check out your apps if you guys see this. Oh, well, never mind. I got to talk about something else later, but keep going.
All right, so, well, that's good. Thanks, Josh.
Are you done with your segment?
I'm done, buddy.
All right.
The last thing, I just want to, we have to update our pitcher to put Sparky on it, like he's not on any of the things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the fucking champion over here.
Yeah.
He's not on anything.
Well, that could be my punishment. I got to put you up there.
Oh, there you go.
No, I'm liking the polar dive. All
right, carry on.
Wait, did Sparky ever commit, what is his pressure last year?
Yeah, no, he's never done it.
No! I still
my garage.
I had to buy something.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Or clean the garage.
Was it out after like 9 months? Of or you could just clean my garage. And said fuck no. That's
exactly. Have you seen your garage?
Yeah, I have.
But yeah, listening to this today for the first time in a while, to be honest, unfortunately, a microphone will do really well. So if we want to throw some money.
One microphone or four microphones?
Four would be great, but I mean,
should we do like the Kelsey's?
Yeah.
And get the headsets?
I'm in. We should talk about this.
I would definitely.
In an hour from right now.
All I know is walking into Ryan's garage is like walking into Josh's mom's house.
Can we?
All right.
Can we get Jason Kelsey's wife on our show?
Oh, yeah. We got
Let's go. What about Travis?
Jeopardy.
I still think Jason's.
We have a theme for this Man Jeopardy.
Oh, jeez.
Let's look at Sparky. Yeah. Okay.
Does it have everything to do with me? Because it's my birthday?
We have the 1984 Super Bowl because you were alive for it, but I was not. Number one songs in 1984 before February 19th. So these were 1984 number one songs.
You better hold off.
Because
this is bullshit.
You're alive.
Man, he's fucking with us.
And then these are third ones, movies coming out this year that Sparky might not see because they come out after October 26th, so you might be dead.
This is such bullshit.
I'm like, how many questions could he have about the 1984
Okay.
Who was in it? Can you name it?
Raiders and Redskins. Raiders over Redskins. Ah. I actually looked up questions like, Marcus Allen was the MVP.
Oh, what about Tim Allen?
He was
the tool man?
No, here are the real categories. All right. Redemption is back.
All right, well, I'm fucked.
There's seven in these because you guys are idiots.
There's eight last year, guys, so what is that, boys?
Yeah, you guys did one better than last year. Time movies. So this is where I poorly explain a movie plot, like, for instance, a girl loses trivia game over the phone would be...
Screen.
Yeah. There's six of those, so it was 7, 6, 5.
He just cheats.
Right? He did lose. Really? Yeah.
He's on the side of the bad guy.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore right. answered like four questions.
No, he asked who was the killer in Friday the 13th, and he said Jason, which is incorrect, because it's Jason's mom. It's Pamela Worthless. The third one is Tommyisms, NFL style. So I'm going to give, like, you know how Chris Berman has Bermanisms? Tommyisms. For example, a clue would be A, hanging with Mr. Blank would be...
Rogers.
Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper. I'm looking for the full name.
Got
it.
What?
Like, the show Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
What is that?
Hanging with Mr. Blink.
What did you do in the
90s? I thought it was Mr. Rogers.
No, that's Nobody's Mr. Rogers' name.
Nobody's hanging with him.
Okay, all right. How many Tommy's?
Five. 7, 6, 5. 2 daily doubles.
Can I just have the daily doubles and fucking lose?
So, look at our chip count right now. Josh has 33.
Josh has car.
His car got stuck in gear.
Give me the banana. His whole body.
I'm fucking eating it.
Give me the banana. Peel.
I'll just get the fucking banana. He was like, Josh has. The house sucks.
Ryan has 28. Sparky has 10. Ooh, yeah. Sparky sucks.
I'm going to tape it down, I think.
All right, Sparky. We'll, you get the start.
What's going on, boys?
Fat ass. All right, titty movies for one.
Titty.
The Tommy-isms or
oh,
Tommy
TT time? Movies. TT
Tommy
movies.
Movies.
My bad.
Tommy Time movies.
TT movies. Get it right, bro.
For one.
I wrote TT
you
movies.
You worked hard on these categories, and you're all shitting right. all over.
Here we go.
Woman. I love to talk about
women. Woman has to take a week trip to Sweden to break up with boyfriend.
Wait, I wasn't paying attention.
Woman has to take
a week trip to Sweden to break up with boyfriend. Sparky.
The Other Woman.
No. It's a horror movie.
That makes it all the better.
2, 3, 4.
Damn it. This is going to be our next year's reaction.
Midsommar. Midsommar.
Oh, you're the only one who saw it.
Midsommar.
I've seen it, unfortunately.
He's punished a while.
Do I get the board again? Because I suck?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, sweet. All right, let's do Redemption for one.
Redemption for one. All right, all right. What movie is the bank casino from? Josh.
13th one. Ocean 13.
Yes! Finally! That came up like 4 times.
You know what you're like? You're like Norm MacDonald when he plays Burt Reynolds. Titty movies. Tommy Time movies.
Yeah. That's what I want to see. Yeah. Tommyisms for one.
Turn Ferguson. Which one did you pick?
Tommyisms for one.
Tommyisms for one. All right. T, dude, you're getting a blank. Josh.
T. Higgins.
Incorrect.
I wasn't paying attention then.
Say it again.
T, dude, you're getting a blank.
Is this football players?
Yeah. 3.
Is that the Higgins? T.Y. Hilton.
No.
Dude, you're getting
a blank. Ryan, any guess?
Tua?
No. It's T, dude. You're getting a Dell, Tank Dell.
Oh,
you know the commercials, kidding. Dell,
we
the
need
Dell
you
computers.
To say Dell. Yeah, we got you now. Sorry, okay. We're with you.
All right,
you might be.
We'll move on to Josh or Ryan.
I want to try that category again for two.
Yeah. Okay. I was gonna do the same thing. Good job, you.
Thanks, buddy.
J blank syndrome. Josh.
Josh Porter Downs. Josh Downs.
Correct.
He wouldn't give it to me. He just stared at me like, you can't do my shit.
Josh Down Syndrome.
Down
Redemption
syndrome.
For
wow.
two.
Way too long to get that.
Redemption for two.
You might have it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Isn't it Joshua Downs?
I don't think so.
Eli Roth produced this movie with a bland title that's about a father, Josh.
Clown. Just singular
just clown.
Clown
is correct.
Not the clown. Not the clowns.
Not the clown.
I'm positive
clowns.
I've never heard that in my life. Listen to the Redemption episode.
It's three times.
Right before this.
We kept missing.
Find a cursed clown suit for his son's party that starts turning into a real life clown.
Tommy Time Movies for two. Deuces are.
Tommy Time Movies for two. All right, here we go. A couple of thieves discover their immortality after living through a gauntlet of death.
Oh.
Ryan.
Home Alone.
That's correct.
It wasn't a redemption.
No, this is time. You said time travel.
I know.
Because those... What the hell was that?
Did he just shoot the gun? Oh.
What?
Just popped off? Got excited and shot off.
That's the hardest I've ever seen Sprague laugh. And no one knows the fuck is going on.
Spirit
Tommyisms for three.
Those guys should have died like three times. And more.
Isms.
Tommyisms for three. Here we go. B, that mouth sure do look. Ryan.
Brock Purdy.
That's
Purdy.
Correct.
Ah, oh, good one.
For three.
Good one, bro.
Tommyisms for four.
Tommyisms for Dilly double.
All of them.
Oh,
all of them. Don't be a vagina.
What's he gonna bet?
I'm just gonna
go eight. Here
no,
we
no,
go.
No, no. I'm gonna go 12.
12 chips. All right. D. Gorbachev, tear down this blank.
Oh man. Oh fuck.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Incorrect. You lose 12.
Say that again.
It's D. Gorbachev, tear down this blank. Sparky.
Devontae House.
No.
Who? Did you make up a player? Yeah,
Josh? I'm gonna give the position as a clue for half off. You don't get this? If we guess?
I don't have anything. I want to think something.
Nope.
Never mind.
All right. NFC tight end. D. Gorbachev, tear down this blank. Sparky.
Dan LaPorta.
No.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
And I could get, if he was B, I could do. No, I couldn't.
Two. Three. Four,
no, we need more time.
Five.
Another clue.
Time's up. It's D. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Yeah. Darren Waller.
I knew it had to do something with wall, but I want to say that out loud.
Darren Waller.
Help you guys out.
So you have 33, and you lose 12, so you're left with 16.
21.
Oh, 21. Oops.
Yeah. He fucking does math for a job.
Okay. All right.
Get me up.
We'll go to Sparky.
Oh, great. Well, let's just...
No, Josh hasn't picked yet. Josh.
Okay. Sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, redemption for three.
Redemption for three.
That's his third time he's picked.
While it has a different name today, when it first came out, which ride was called Turn of the Century at Great America? Josh.
The black one. The demon.
That's correct for three.
Doesn't do that quote.
I knew that too, didn't
it? I'm sorry. It's the black one. Because we're back and forth with the wizard. Doesn't matter. Let's finish up Tommyisms.
Tommyisms. All right, here we go. Again, if you guys don't get it, I'll give a clue afterwards. S. Abre blank.
Sam LaPorta.
That's correct. Sparky, Sam.
Abre LaPorta.
Abre LaPorta. Open the door.
I actually caught on to that one.
I saw his ears. I saw his eyes light up.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he was one off when you said it. Dan LaPorta. I don't know who that is. The last time.
I'm like, that's not his first name, is it?
All right, Sparky's.
TT Movies. Four. Five.
Tommy Five.
He's hunting.
A man lying about his age abducts three children.
Miguel Tejada.
Lying about his age. That being part
I'll give a clue about the movie if no one gets it out.
Okay.
Abducts three children.
I'm going to go with...
Can I take a guess now and then be in the other thing?
You can if nobody else guesses. Josh.
Despicable Me.
No. Oh, good try. Good try.
I thought it fit.
Man. Lying about his age. Abducts three children.
Four. You're gonna hold off the clue. Yeah. Five. All right, this is just for Ryan and Sparky. Disney.
Didn't he name it?
It's also Disney ride.
What?
Was I on it?
Four.
Five. Time is up. The answer is Peter Pan. Your
pan. Children, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just watched.
He's lying about his age because he never grows up, but he's probably like 80. Okay.
really I don't know if we would.
We'll go to Ryan. Oh, no, you picked that one, right? No, Spark picked that one, so Ryan.
I think it was Josh, but Spark...
No, I, did, got I never right. go out of order.
Tommy Time Movies for Three.
Tommy Time Movies for Three. Here we go. I'll give a clue right away because they're a little tougher. All right, Disney. Girl lands her perfect man after she dries her hair, shows off her legs, and stops talking.
The Little Mermaid.
That's correct.
Yes. Redemption for Four.
Redemption for Four.
He knows all these answers. He listened to it before this.
Well, the last few I won't.
I would put them all in.
I'm not going to, but I'll go 10.
Ten. All right.
Yes, I'll take that.
How many NHL hockey teams are in Canada?
Seven. Damn, I should have.
That's correct.
Jesus. Told you. He listens to it. He actually studies.
I'm trying to do better than last year.
Yeah, I'm proud of him. Well, then you better start working harder on my episodes. Ten more. The problem is you lose every one of my episodes.
So those are the Flames, Oilers, Canadians, Senators, Leafs, Canucks, Jets.
Forgot about the Winnipeg Thrashers.
Tommy Time Movies for Four.
All right.
Good choice.
Tommy Time Four. Thanks, buddy. This is by the new gap. Christmas movie. Ooh. Guy kills old man for his job. Ryan.
Santa Claus.
That's correct. I'll give you five, and I'll give one back.
I was going Die Hard.
You guys got to play against him in Christmas this year.
Yeah, I'm excited. Oh, sorry. Six, same category. Tommy.
All right, the last one.
Yeah.
Halloween movie. A trio of cougars are on the hunt for a virgin. Ryan.
Oh, no. Hocus Pocus.
That's correct.
Hocus Pocus 2.
Damn it.
A trio of
cougars. I figured it out, too. Did you not even know it when you said it?
No, I did, and then I just lost it. Like it was.
All right, we have 5, 6, and 7 for redemption.
Lost likely our hair.
Five.
Five. All right. How many planned Ghostface killers have there been?
Planned?
Yeah.
What does Sparky. Planned mean? 16.
Incorrect. Yes, the same question last time.
Yeah.
I don't learn from my mistakes.
One.
Wait.
Got Ryan.
11.
Incorrect.
Count faster.
15.
Oh, yeah, it was 15 is incorrect. It's 14.
God,
you got by one.
Well, we'll see you next year.
See you next year. 6 or 7?
6.
Okay. Name this Tommy Time movie. Girl tries acid for the first time and makes friends with the predator, can opener, and a stack of hay.
Wizard of Oz.
That's correct.
For 6. 7, please. Let's finish this off.
All right, last one. What country does the movie Talk to Me take place?
See, I didn't get to the Halloween episode to get to this point.
Sparky.
I think you cover it when you do it, which is okay. It kind of dulls it down. Yeah.
Colombia.
Incorrect.
Sweden.
Incorrect.
I feel like I said the same.
Just coming back.
I'm like, I think I figured it out.
Josh.
Australia.
Correct. Australia. Maybe a dingo ate your baby.
A dingo.
Dingo. All right. All right, we're going to count up chips, hear from a sponsor, and then we're going to go into Ryan's segment.
Not hard.
And today's non-sponsor of the show is... Marcus Cinema Pizza. It tastes like the box it comes in.
So true.
It's worse.
Public service announcement. Don't order it.
All right. So, yeah, the pizza's so bad. The pizza's so bad that I gave it up for, we were playing LCR and I put it in the middle as a dollar bill. I'm like, someone just take it.
He's going again.
It's a bad running back.
You know, it was a replay. Yeah. Oh. They had a day where you could come in and test pizzas. They were going to try to change the pizza.
Oh.
But I don't know.
Everyone called in that day?
Here's a thought. Try harder.
Try.
Call anyone. Domino's, Little Caesars. They're on the bottom of the list. So
if you can Marcus, send a pizza. Call someone else. Okay. Oh, we're just running them off. All right. We're going to jump into our next game. Before we do that, chip counts. Right now, Josh is in the lead with 67, followed by Ryan with 31.
I'm pulling up the rear.
With 15. But You could definitely come back in this one because it's Timmy Tunes. All right, Timmy Tunes. This game, there's 10 music clues.
Music.
And each clue is going to be an NFL or football-related clue. And they have to try to guess what the song is. And they're going to have to put it 1 through 10. You got a stack of 1 through 10 cards. And depending on how confident they are from the clue, so, in my opinion, easy. They're going to know that's how many seconds they're going to try to guess it in. So an ace would be 1, but worth 10 points. And a 10 would be 10 seconds, but worth 1. And whoever gets it right, they get to roll the die multiplier, and it's either times 1 through 4. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So, for the first song, the clue is, players from the MAC are hoping teams to do this on draft day in 1977. The year, and each sentence is a clue to the year the song came out. So, Sparky went with 10 seconds, Josh went with 10 seconds, and Ryan went with 6. So, Ryan, you get to go first.
Where do you want it? It was so funny. I listened to a show from last year. Sparky talked nonsense, talked shit about where Ryan was picking his times at, and he was nailing it every time. Like, I'm a Barbie girl. I'm like, oh, he nailed it. And then whatever the Nickelback song was, it was like right on the chorus part.
I don't think he got the Nickelback one, though.
He got 1 out of 2.
Obviously, 4 minutes and 3 seconds.
52 seconds. That was a horrible pick.
52 seconds.
That's going to be right at the end of the intro.
You've got 5 seconds. You got 6 seconds for this.
In 1977, they have 3-minute intros.
Or 4-minute.
Here we go.
Here's her from the MAC, hoping teams to do this on draft. I see why he gave it to us, because we'd ask you to repeat it. The clue like 7 times last time.
Does Ryan have a clue?
We should be dancing.
Incorrect. Good try. Now, buzzer. Do you two guys pick a spot?
Once we pick a spot?
Yeah.
A minute 10.
It can be 10 seconds. A minute 10. Here we go. So you have 10 seconds. Here we go.
Dance with me?
No. So this is just for you, Josh.
Thanks, buddy. I think you know. Take a chance on me.
Yes, take a chance on me.
Man. You get one.
You get one chip and a multiplier.
And a multiplier.
Oh, what?
1 through 4.
Damn it. Now I was gonna
so now you guys understand the clue. Players on the MAC because they're from a mid-major conference. I'm hoping teams take a chance on me.
Damn, man.
Chance on me.
Dance with me.
You're on the right track. I was like, oh, he's close.
Number 2. Trips nines.
1 minute 6.
All right, here's the next clue. If defenses are not careful in 1982, Tyreek Hill will do this. Everyone went 9, so everyone buzzes. The Dolphins clue.
1 minute 6.
Are you guys okay with Sparky's 1 minute 6?
Yeah, I'm cool with it. This one you don't want to cover the sound so we can hear it over the music.
Okay, here we go. It's whoever buzzes in first. 9 seconds. Josh.
Run to me?
Incorrect. You two guys ready? Here we go.
Are we doing the artist too? Not that anyone of us knew the first one.
Oh, yeah, for Jamal's chip. Do you anyone know the artist of the first one?
ABBA.
Oh, nice.
I knew that one for one. Yeah.
And we got this one?
Run So Far Away.
Yes, I Ran So Far
and
Away.
And I run. Good job. I run
so do you have two chips? Multiplier?
Run.
I don't get a multiplier for knowing the artist?
No. Two chips. Good job. You guys get it? Because if defense are careful, Tyreek Hill's going to run so far away from them.
Yeah. Can we guess the artist? Or is it just Ryan guessing the artist?
And Ryan, do you know the artist?
Linda Rothstein.
Flock of Seagulls.
That's correct.
REO Speedwagon.
That was a man?
All right. Here's the next
Aces,
one.
Aces, baby.
Wow.
Wait. The odor of a high school cheerleading locker room during a football game in 1991.
Smells like teen spirit.
He didn't even have
Nirvana. Oh, multiplier. Nice.
Ow, what the fuck?
I didn't want you to dodge it. Sorry. Five.
Five. You roll. It's 1 through 4.
Oh. 3.
All right. 30 chips.
In the dart.
Well done on that.
And
even
he gets one for the artist.
Yep.
So how does he get 30?
Because he got a 3 multiplier. Roll on a 1 second. Wow.
I did sex and candy.
I saw that when I'm like, oh, they're all going to know this.
It
would have
been like this, like, or you would pick
I
would have
picked
minute,
18
been,
seconds.
You would have gotten it right away, so. Okay.
4.
All right, here's the next clue. Jim Harbaugh must have watched tape on the Astros in 1992 for this. All right. Josh has 4.
Oh, God, I know
Sparky
it.
Has 7.
You want to tell me?
And Ryan has 8. So.
Let's go. A minute. 10. Is that the song?
Minute 10.
Seriously?
I saw the side Ace of Base. The side Ace of Base.
Well, it was 4 seconds. It was kind of weird.
Good thing you just gave it to him twice.
I should have really read the clues.
7:21.
Oh my God.
Fuck. Boys.
Josh is
Ace of Base.
Putting the herd on.
Oh, 22. So give me 3 back. So, yeah, because Michigan and the Astros still signed, so, yeah.
I saw the sign. Plus, Ryan Reynolds singing.
Oh, man.
Hitman's bodyguard.
I'm fucked.
Here's the next one. Anyone playing on February 4th in 1999?
You know this? No.
So, Ryan gets, he's got 3, so 3 seconds. 3 seconds, Josh is next with 5 seconds, and then Sparky with 6.
Exactly.
All right, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm ready, buddy. 112.
Help me sing.
Peaches and cream.
Nice.
So you get 3 seconds on this one?
Is it All-Star? Is it, you're an all-star. You know what it is.
Yeah.
Damn it. Is that not right? Hey, now you're an all-star?
He's trying not to
judges, look correct. Him. We'll give him he said all-star. We'll said all-star. So.
You didn't give me clowns with an S.
I know the artist. I know the artist.
Wait, he's got a chance first.
What's the artist?
It's, oh my God, what's
wait,
the
hold on.
Group's name of the dude? Wait. It's,
tell us when we can go.
Oh, man, this is going to hurt.
Sparky.
Smash Mouth.
Yes.
Doggone it.
Sorry, I'm going to mark on your hand if I did it with that.
Hey,
this
two
is worth 8 times. Why are you rolling the thing? 16.
Don't roll heavy.
Oh, sorry.
Idiot. That was so loud for the people at home.
What the heck happened?
They're listening to it in their car.
That's their dice roll. So they know.
2001?
I am never going to get the first song.
Where's your ace at? This is the very last one.
Yeah.
So here's the next one. Lamar Jackson and Justin Fields are more likely to do this than Matt Stafford or Jared Goff in 2001. It goes Josh first with 3, then Sparky 4, then Ryan 5.
Minute 5.
Okay, minute 5. All right, and you get 3 seconds.
Be wit when you be riding through. Man, I got nothing to prove.
Stand up.
Incorrect. Sparky.
Oh, damn it. Idiot.
I will
wait.
Take.
Oh, he's got time.
I will take.
Idiot.
You didn't listen to the clue.
I did.
120.
120.
You're right.
Oh, man.
Well, I still would. All right,
Sparky, you have.
Please get a bad part. Do you know it?
4 seconds.
In that bag, what you got in that bag? A couple of cans of whoop ass, you did it.
Do you know it?
Yes.
Oh.
Roll out.
Correct.
Ludicrous.
Roll out is correct.
Damn.
Because they're Lamar Jackson and Justin Fields are going to roll out.
I forgot about the clue when I heard the song. I immediately thought stand up.
So you have 7 times.
Oh, fuck.
1. So 7 points.
That hurts.
And who is it?
Ludicrous.
Ludicrous.
You know the chip there?
I'm just eyeing me.
6.
What? It's a Henry Ruggs clue.
Here's the last one. Next one. What Henry Ruggs listens to in 2001.
Oh, man. I was just looking at ears.
Ryan, 2 chips. Two Ryan, seconds. Two chips. Ryan, 2 seconds. Then Sparky with three. Sparky, then Josh with six. Numbers. All right.
Roll out. Henry Rowe, man.
Henry Ruggs. Okay. Where in the song would you like...
How long is it?
320.
235. No. Yeah.
235. All right, 2 seconds.
Feliz de Globo.
What
the fuck is that?
I do not know.
Okay, Sparky.
1 minute on the dot.
Nearly 2 million Americans are incarcerated in the prison system.
Oh my god.
Josh.
No. Wasted Josh.
Minute 15. For 6 seconds, please.
Tell your prisons you don't even flinch. All our taxes paying for your wars against the new non-rich. Minor drug offenders. Tell your prisons you don't even flinch.
I'm disappointed, Sparky.
The Smithsonian?
No.
System of Down.
Yes.
Yeah,
1 point for the thing.
Fucking what is the song called?
I don't know. What the clue?
Prison. Prison Break.
The prison song.
Prison song.
That's what Henry Ruggs is listening to right now because he's in prison.
God damn. I swear to God. Ryan, I swear to God, I'm kicking you in the balls if you put up a fucking ace.
Okay. This next clue is, in 2003, Rhodes and Howard are ready to do this when you catch the ball.
Oh my god!
Ryan has a one. Sparky has a two, and so does Josh.
Oh my god! Fuck.
Ball kick.
Sparky's getting rolled at this one. He's just getting bad luck.
I'm literally only gonna get one to try first. Thank God, Josh sucks at roll out.
All right.
Damn it.
You have 1 second in this rolling? One.
How long is that?
Yeah.
3:36.
2:54. Can I go 244? Sorry.
244.
2003 was Guy's trip to Vegas for Ryan.
Yeah, buddy. That was 2 seconds?
That was one second.
X's going to give it to you.
Yeah, that's correct. You used a clue, didn't he? Because Xavier Rhodes and Xavier Howard, X's going to give it to you and catch the ball. Roll the multiplier.
By DMX.
That was a long 1 second.
Again.
Oh man, dude, I could. Oh my god, that could have been.
All right.
Seven.
All right.
Ace.
Campbell.
Former Bears coach at a press conference in 2013. Sparky has an ace.
I only put this out there because it's 2013.
Ryan has four and Josh has seven.
I'm hoping.
So time? Sparky.
Well, how long is the song?
Long enough, bro.
106.
It's 3:32.
Yep, 106. Former Bears coach.
Fox say.
What does the fox say?
That's correct.
By. How fox say? I don't know. How do I pick that one?
John Fox, the former Bears head coach. What's he saying? Well, roll this your multiplier times 10. 20.
Fucking A.
Give me a 5. Okay. And the artist is Ilvis.
Ilvis. I knew it was Ilvis. Stupid.
All right, the last one. Stupid. Dan Campbell was the one to finally do this in 2018.
Oh, I can't see it.
Ooh, it's Sparky and Josh, both with 8.
I've so many times.
Sparky, and then Ryan with 10.
How long is the song?
Would you like me to pick again? This is still What
the Fox Say?
Yeah.
By Yelvis.
Are you done with What Does the Fox Say?
Yeah, I'm done.
How long is this next
song? 3:53.
Who's it by?
Ooh.
Can you use it in a sentence? Would you like me to pick again?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, we're going to go with 117.
Oh, I'm trying to get you.
All right, here we go. 117.
You were way off.
You guys have 8 seconds.
Every day I love you longer.
No.
I don't know. I didn't want to not answer.
Mike, you just threw something out.
Dan Campbell was the only one to finally do this. I'd like another guess.
I'm going to go with Wynn.
No, Ryan.
I'll do... How long is the song again?
What was the final score?
353.
220.
You should have just continued it.
220.
Yeah. It's like right there.
Waking the Lions?
Yes, Waking Lions is correct. Royer, do you know who it is?
System of the Down.
No.
No.
Theory of a Dead Man.
No. No.
The Rolling Stones for Chips.
It's, no. Fucking...
Fucking...
my God. I'm going to shoot myself in the name. You are. Too.
The answer is Pop Evil.
God damn it.
Hence the clue.
I've never even heard
Dan that. Campbell.
Can I get a 25?
Finally woke up the Lions.
Oh, good one.
All right, so we're going to
I thought it was gonna be something
count up the chips.
Going for it on fourth down.
We're going to count up the chips, and then Ryan's going to do his segment while we're counting it.
The fuck? How many chips do you fucking have?
62.
Fucking, this guy doesn't even have a chance of losing.
All right.
He's crushed us. All right, everybody. I hope you all had a great new year. I had some little bit of craziness for my Christmas. Everybody knows I love Christmas, and I got COVID 2 days before it. First time I lost my sense of smell. That was kind of nuts. But it made me think, and as I laid in bed in COVID, and I watched a specific football movie.
Oh. Good Will Hunting in the tub.
I realized that I'm done just listening to other people about anything and taking it as my own. And I'm going to tell you in a second what I mean. But the whole left side of the country was completely down on this movie. They hated this movie. They said it was propaganda and it was just, you know, it was all anti-Democrat, anti-Obama, blah, blah, blah. The movie was nothing like that. Okay, the movie's Sound of Freedom. Remember?
Is that the one that reports
yes,
at you?
Yes. Kept wanting me to go see. He's like, I'll pay for you to see it, blah, blah, blah.
He said the same thing to me.
Yeah. I will tell you, I listened to it, or I watched the movie, and the movie's damn good. It's just a good movie. I mean, it's not great. Like, I've talked to other people, and like, the acting just sucked. I think Jim Caviezel was pretty good, though. And, you know, I'm done with it. Like, I know that one side of the aisle lies, right? But you think your side doesn't. And no, your side does too. I have no idea why they were against that movie. It's just about kids getting kidnapped and some dude just giving up his job to go permanently to other countries and find kids. Whether or not some of it's bullshit or he plays up his importance in the movie, who cares? It's a movie. And it was good. So it made me think of other things that I was wrong about, and I want to apologize to you guys, the listeners. The show What If on Disney came out with the second season. I hated that show. I ragged on that show completely. The second season's great. Like, I highly recommend the second season.
I just watched the Die Hard episode.
Yeah, it's so good, right? Cool. It's so good. Disney live-action movies, all right? I fought people when they said they were bad. No, they were right. They do suck. Like, A Little Mermaid, not good. I mean, it's just not good. There's a lot of movies that they've remade that they just didn't need to, like The Jungle Book. No, you don't need that.
The Lion King was decent, though. Would you like that one?
No, not really. It's the same.
That's the only one I liked.
I loved Aladdin. Aladdin's the one I
like.
Oh, yeah, Aladdin was good, too.
Because they added
that. But that's got a bad taste in my mouth because that's where it was going into the premiere of that when I did the whole Flash Mob.
Yes.
That one doesn't count.
I liked Aladdin, but all the other ones, like the movies, doesn't change anything in the movies. So, like, they're beautiful to look at. They're not bad. It's just they're not needed. They didn't do anything to make them better. Yeah, happy. Yeah, exactly.
It's a happy home.
Okay, sports gambling. Okay, I was the biggest sports gambling component. I would go on fucking TikTok every day and give my picks, and I love sports gambling. No, I see.
Someone asked me about that.
How much money? How much money did you win on that?
I won.
Weren't you continuing your thing?
Yeah, someone asked me about that. Like, oh, is that the guy that does the sports gambling reps? I don't know who it was.
Oh, really?
I forget who.
Yeah, I love sports gambling. It's fun, but like I now see the dangers of it, and I see the destruction that it can do to a person. Like if you and other people, you have to realize.
Say, are you talking about someone close to you?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Your son or something.
And you have to realize, like, well, I work with a lot of different people who have a lot of different addictions, and it's. And you don't realize like how quickly you can like fall into that. And even I'll talk sports with them, and when I bring up betting,
I have an addiction. It's called food.
Yeah, well, me too. And you bring up betting, and it's like, oh yeah, I can't do that anymore. And I'm like, oh shit, you know. So like, you don't really understand how bad it affects some people. So while I'm not going to stop sports gambling, I'm not going to promote it anymore.
I've got the same problem. Like I know you, I, and Austin, we all went through some losses yesterday, but I threw out a $5 bet today. It's not breaking the bank, but we know how to pull back. And I think Austin does now.
No, he doesn't.
He's still not doing it?
Mm-hmm. He does it for a few days, and then he puts it in, and then the bets get bigger and bigger and bigger. And win or lose, he's going to eventually lose, because if he wins, he just bets more. So
That's the problem is,
and if he loses,
you,
he
bets you more. Get that taste, like...
Hopefully Vegas.
A little bit more. Mm-hmm. A little bit more. Like, once you hit this, you want to go a step higher. Right. You want a bigger win. Then you want a bigger win. That you want a bigger win. Well, to get those bigger wins, you got to bet more. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason casinos have a fuck ton of money. Because they win more than you.
Yeah.
So,
there's a lot of losers.
In my opinion, like, it should be super easy to develop a strategy where if you're winning, you can bet more and you can build it up if you're winning. And if you're losing, you're minimizing your losses. And it seems super easy. And I talked for hours on the strategy with my son. He's like, I can't do that. There's just no way. I need the action of it. And I mean, now like I think about like the draft, NFL draft, which we were talking about going to again. Like I'm afraid what that kid's going to bet this year at the NFL draft.
Did he put like 7 grand on it last year?
It was a lot, yeah.
And it's like, right, because he gets that, he said he gets his college money right before we're going to March Madness.
Oh, boy.
He told me about that. Yeah. He's like, I'm like, well, how much are you going to bring? Because I picked him up for soccer last week. He's like, oh, I get $8,000 for my college thing, so $7,500. Yeah. He's like, no, I'm just kidding, like $1,000.
Yeah, no, he won't. He'll bring more than that. But but the thing is, though, he's not so crazy in Vegas or at a casino because he has the actual cash.
Yeah.
What makes sports betting so tough is you just hit a button and you're betting.
You don't see it in your hand or in your account or anything like that. Yeah.
Right. So he's not making that. Somehow there's a disconnect. And it's not just him. It's tons of people.
It's the world.
It is.
Remember, I went to Vegas with Nikki and her family 1 year, and I went to the ATM like 3 times, and I'm like, what's it? The only thing that saved me is Nikki won big and gave me half of it. But I'm like, I can't do this.
You're Chevy chasing it?
So, yeah, I just kept pulling out money and trying to chase it. Like, it was rough.
The only machine I'm winning at.
and then finally, horror franchises. They suck. Sorry, Tom. I love you. But, like, every movie that they're pumping out now, there's nothing original. It's just... The Michael Myers, it was so sad to see him go out like that. Ghostface movies, it's like, come on. The four of us,
get them right.
The four of us could make a better movie. We could make a more original movie that takes that franchise and makes
it
better.
Have you seen our movies?
Final Destination. Oh.
Yeah.
That's another
like, come on. Like, get your shit together.
I don't feel like going in.
It's like there are a couple. Okay. Like, Talk to Me was really pretty good original. Five Nights at Freddy's wasn't too bad, even though they took the idea from the game, which took the idea from Banana Splits movie, but whatever.
Yeah, fair enough. So those are things I was wrong at. I don't know if you guys want to say anything that you feel you're wrong about and your opinion has now changed. But if not, it's okay. That wasn't the purpose, but I'm just throwing it out.
I'm never wrong. So
True.
I'm wrong about a lot, but I mean, I can't think of one thing at the moment.
Got it. Fair enough.
I say Chris... is slightly better at fantasy football than I thought he was, and Chilo's a lot worse.
Are you, did you lose and you have that punishment?
No, I beat him.
Or you have to...
No.
I just said, I was that is one of the best ones, though.
I mean...
Tommy beat Chris in the championship this year.
I mean, Chris didn't have... He had half his team injured, somehow he made the championship, so... I'll give him props for that. But then he was an idiot and started Jaren Hall.
Over Joe Flacco.
No. Mason Rudolph.
Mason Rudolph.
Which he would have won. So now I'm king because I won 3 out of the last 4. Yeah, take that, Sheila. I'm king.
Is All this right. the Futures right. League?
Yeah.
He's won 3 of the last 4.
Yeah.
Wow.
King right Tommy. Now. Yeah, it's my league now.
You were in it.
It's my league now, not Chris's. All right.
Last year, I don't know who won. Oh, Drew won last year.
His one and done team.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go to Final Jeopardy. Now, there is a bonus on this one. my body cough or whatever the hell it was called.
Yes.
All right. So there's the main question, and then if you get the bonus question, it's a 1 through 3. You roll the die. Yeah. You get 1 or 2 is 1 times your wager. 3 or 4 is 2 times your wager. 5, 6 is 3 times your wager.
I
get it right. So
to catch Ryan.
All right. Here is the category. Oh, first let's see what everybody have. What everyone has is
125 for me.
I'm bringing up the caboose.
46, 62. You said.
Yeah. So six. So Josh is in the lead with 125, followed by Ryan with 62 and Sparky with 46. So anyone can win or anyone can lose.
If you get both wrong.
Well, if you get the first one wrong, you lose.
Do you get a multiplier on how much you lose?
No.
So you only get the roll or get the bonus question right if you get the first one right.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. So how much is Ryan going to go for?
So here is the category. Sports and movies.
Is he going to be smart and only wager 15?
Sports and movies.
Because he ain't catching Josh.
Well, the category
we'll
is easy for us.
Sports in movies.
Yeah, but then you got Tommy asking the question. Which is going to make no fucking sense to anyone but him or Patrick.
Yeah, if Patrick was here, dot, dot, dot.
Bring him in.
Oh, man. As you get down to
you said sports and movies?
Sports and movies.
And it's, if I wager 10...
10, you get
and
it right.
I get the first question right.
You get 10 points, and then you can get, if you get the bonus one, you can roll the multiplier. So it could be 1, which means you don't get anything bonus, or you can get 2 times that, or you get 3 times that.
Man,
so,
that makes him have to wager.
Yeah. In that theory, you can wait 3 times your original wager. So it gives. Someone chance. I have it typed out here so you know it's not a stupid thing that I put at the
that
end.
That Sparky did?
Yeah. It's not a Sparky thing.
Make, to try to make Josh win even though I lost all 5 last year and all 6 the year before.
You suck. That's why. Yeah.
He's like, how can I make Tom lose? Because he's so far ahead and Sparky win. Or Josh win.
The sad part is I kept giving my only competition the wins.
Oh yeah, Ryan. Because you kept giving this damn the stupid black chip. And the
you guys
grenades.
Thought that was fun.
Everyone got their bids in.
You thought that was fun.
The damn grenades. Okay.
Oh, Josh is ready to go.
Josh, you have your bid?
Yeah.
Ryan? Sparky?
Yep. Are we staying right. before?
Yes. So, you know, there's no changes. All right, let's see. What is everyone's bid?
I went 0.
0 for Josh. 40.
Ha!
That's how tall old Ryan or Sparky is.
I went all in.
Sparky was all in.
I was 0 for 5 on yours. Final Jeopardy's last year. I can't.
Here we go. What? 2 teams played in the Stanley Cup final in the movie Sudden Death.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I got that.
Oh no.
Hint. These 2 teams have played each other in the finals before.
When I got that either.
The bonus.
What'd you bet? Oh, 46.
What year did they play each other? That was the bonus.
Yeah,
what
sorry.
Was the movie again?
Sudden Death.
If not, I wasn't old.
I always
mix
that up with Face Off.
If I was an 0-5 on your Final Jeopardy's last year, I might have tried something, but I got to get one right before I can start wagering on hers. It's so hard.
Can you read the question?
What if we get 1 team?
You can get it. We're still wrong.
Can we read the question again?
What 2 teams played in the Stanley Cup final in the movie Sudden Death? I mean, if you've seen the movie.
I've seen the fucking movie.
15 years ago.
Yeah. Hint. These 2 teams have played each other in the finals before. And if you put what year did they play each other?
I can't believe you gave us a fucking hockey question.
I thought for sure it was going to be a Varsity Blues or a Longest Yard. I'm like, this guy's going to know it. Sparky's got this.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You're correct. He hit 40, right?
I know one
team. And after you put your answer in the year, too.
We both know the home team, buddy.
I don't remember either team.
I have no idea.
I can tell you there's seven teams in Canada, though. Can I name them? No.
Oh, man. I'm going to take a shot, but I don't... Were they even really in the finals?
What's better than that? Guess.
Yep. All right.
Oh, yeah. I guess I
got mine.
We're going to ask Josh first because he didn't wager anything.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Might as well guess here and then put a year.
Oh, really hope you get it wrong. Oh, I got to put a year.
That's for the bonus. Thing.
For what year the movie is?
What year they two teams actually played in the Stanley Cup.
Thank you.
And surprisingly, a real Stanley Cup. All right, so Ryan's in.
I put the Vegas Knights down.
Nice. You would be 100% correct.
He would be damn right. He's not wrong. They weren't in
Josh
the
Josh is in. And Sparky is...
Not a tumor.
Not growing a tumor here.
He's growing a tumor. Have you tried drinking after sucking on a thing?
No.
It's like it's not actually touching the tongue. Where'd my dog go? Did he follow you?
Can I please have one of those to bring home to my girlfriend?
I didn't see him.
Kabisky.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, all right, still I'm thinking.
All right, Sparky, put your face down.
Face down.
All right, here we go. Oh, so, Josh, you're first. He went with Red Wings versus Oilers. And 1992, you are incorrect. You lose zero chips. You didn't get any teams right.
Oh, no. I told you. I didn't know it.
All right. Oh, that makes me feel better.
Ryan.
40 chips. I put the Penguins versus the Kings.
Penguins and the Kings. Penguins is correct. Kings is not. 2008, incorrect. You lose 40 chips. So you're now down to, what do you have, 22? 6 left?
22.
All right, Sparky.
God, I should have bet zero, damn it.
All right, Sparky, flip it over. Sparky has Pittsburgh Penguins and the Blackhawks. That is correct.
Boom! The Blackhawks?
Yes.
I thought it was. I was just so not confident with it.
Wait, the year is 1992.
Damn.
When the Penguins swept the Blackhawks.
You would have won it if you got the year.
Right? So 46, that puts Sparky 92. In second. And Ryan, how did you guys not get the Blackhawks? That's why I thought it was an easy one, because of the Blackhawks that were in there. And they were the quote-unquote bad guys.
It went through my mind for 1 second, and I'm like,
you're wearing a Blackhawks sweatshirt.
Yeah. Yeah, Tommy didn't wear a clue today.
That's what I looked at. Yeah. I totally looked at that.
No clue today.
No clues today. And that means Ryan goes to the punishment board.
Boom, first boom, one. Happened to be here.
That's the punishment board dance.
Wait, do you want to record this? Wait. You want to do it with this?
I don't know if you have an actual board, so, but okay. And let's record this and see what Ryan got. Ryan got...
Banana peel.
Wheel of Water.
The Wheel of Water. Which we get to do tonight.
A bucket of water nowadays.
Wheel of Water. You got the easy one. All right, folks. So, Josh starts the year off with the win.
First win of the year, guys. Spark
could have won if he got the year right.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But he did not lose. That's he was lucky.
I can't believe the Hawks were in the Stanley Cup in '92.
Yeah.
That was that 1 year with Chelios
and Belfour.
Yeah, and they got swept. Didn't go to game 7. They got swept. So the movie came out in '95, and the Stanley Cup was '92. But
season's over.
Little thing for you guys. All right, so everyone, thanks for listening. Congrats, Josh.
Thank you, sir.
Sparky, the mini congrats for surviving. Happy 40th, because you're going to die this year.
Happy 40th, buddy.
Last year of your life, buddy. Live it up.
Yeah, buddy.
Ryan's getting wet. All right.
Don't lose.
Don't lose.